Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, a little taste of Rashi. The beginning of the parasha, of course, Yaakov is on his way to Haran, and at some point he puts his head down to sleep. The Torah says, Vayifka b'makom v'yelen sham kiva ha-shemesh v'yikach me'avnei ha-makom v'yaseh mirashotav v'yishka b'makom ha-hu. He uses the rocks as a pillow. He takes the rocks and he makes it into something that he can rest his head on. Rashi says, Asa'an kemin marzev saviv l'rosho. He made it into a kind of a halo, like a pipe around his head. Because he wanted to be protected from the wild animals. So the purpose was to protect him. One of the most famous images, the rocks began to fight with each other. Each one wanted his head to rest on himself, on that rock. And so what Kadosh Baruch Hu did, he made an ace. And the ace was that all the rocks fused into one rock, and he used that rock as a pillow. Where does Rashi get this from? In other words, where does this find its way into Pshat? So the answer is that in a few Pesukim, this several rocks turn into one rock. When it says, Vayikach et ha'evan asher sam mirashotav, so the avnei ha'makom turn into an evan, a single evan. So this is a beautiful imagery that Rashi gives us. The Kli Yakar makes it a little bit deeper. The Kli Yakar says, what's the significance of these many rocks becoming one rock? So the Kli Yakar answers, well, how many rocks were there? So he claims, it's clear to him that there were 12 rocks. Why are there 12 rocks? 12 rocks for 12 Shvatim. And he said, where was Yaakov? Yaakov was basically at the summit of Har Moriah, where the Beit HaMikdash would be built. So what's the significance of this? He says, well, all 12 Shvatim eventually will want to have the Beit HaMikdash built on their chelek. Now, at the end of the day, we know that it is built on the nexus of Yehuda and Binyamin. But more importantly, when David HaMelech goes to purchase the land from Arvanai Ayubusi, from the person who owns that piece of land, how does he pay for it? David has plenty of money to pay for it, but he chooses instead to get money from each one of the 12 Shvatim to purchase that land so that it would jointly belong to everybody. And that's the imagery, according to the Kli Yakar, of these 12 rocks that are fighting for this spot and eventually becoming one rock so that each of the Shvatim have an equal chelek in the Beit HaMikdash. Shavua Tov.